Hi everybody, today is Friday, and as we've been doing, Friday is a time when we look at one of the Psalms, and so today we'll be reading from Psalm 17. Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart, you have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress. With regard to the works of man, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. As with many of David's Psalms, it appears that this one was also written in the midst of adversity. David is calling upon God to keep him safe from, quote, the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me, as he says in verse 9. From the psalm itself, it's not exactly clear who the enemies are and what the circumstances are here. But regardless, David is clearly seeking some kind of help. What stands out to me here about David's plea for help is his tone of confidence and assurance. In fact, David is praying to God as someone who is very confident in his relational standing with God. For instance, he speaks quite boldly. In verse 1, he says, "Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit." He's basically saying, God, what I'm about to say is worthy of your time. I'm telling you the truth. Listen to me. In verse 3, he basically says, "Look in my heart and you'll find nothing wrong." Very bold prayers. He speaks quite confidently in verse 6, knowing that when he calls upon God, God will answer him. David clearly knows who God is. And not only that, he also knows who he is in God's eyes. And honestly, it's pretty cool and refreshing. David isn't tiptoeing around God, afraid of saying the wrong things or lifting up these empty platitudes. Instead, his interaction with God here sort of reminds me of a child's relationship with his or her parent. David, of course, recognizes that God is God. There's still reverence and this healthy fear. But there's also deep love and security. And with all of that, there's intimacy. He says in verse 8, "Keep me as the apple of your eye," a term that suggests preciousness in God's eyes. And then continues by saying, "Hide me in the shadow of your wings." This phrase conjures up an image of a mother hen guarding and protecting her chicks under her literal wings. Both of these statements speak of this preciousness, this intimacy, this care and compassion that exists between David and God. Some of you may have heard this type of metaphor before, but it's sort of like this. You know, the President of the United States is one of the most powerful people in the whole world. People treat him with respect and dignity, and recognizing that the authority and the power that this man has. And so most people wouldn't just run up to him or interrupt him in the middle of a meeting or whenever they want to, because to them, he's Mr. President. But to his children, well, he's Dad. Of course, he's still the president. He still has this authority and power. And at the same time, to his children, he's also their dad. In a similar way, David knows who God is. I think otherwise he wouldn't actually go to God for these kinds of issues. He knows who God is, what he's capable of. And he he also knows who he is in God's eyes, and therefore he's able to run to God with boldness, confidence, and assurance when he finds himself in the midst of difficulty. He's able to ask for God's help, and at the end of the day, as it says in verse 15, he longs to behold God's face and be satisfied in him more than anything else. So let's take a moment right now to examine your relationship with God. Who is God to you? Who is God to you? And now take a moment to think about this. Who are you to God? Who does God say you are? The Bible tells us that we are all beloved children of God who can approach him with confidence, a confidence even greater than that of David here because of the work of Jesus that made a way for us to the Father, the work that made us righteous in God's eyes and allowed us to come to him with full confidence and assurance. I know that many of us may know this, but there are days when we forget, or maybe certain areas of our lives where it's hard to believe that. Well, as we go about our day today, let's take this time to remember this. If you're facing troubles these days, take time to come before God with the boldness and confidence because he hears you, because he is your heavenly Father and you are his child. And even if things are going well, you don't have troubles or difficulties going on, which if that's the case, praise God, let's still approach him today. Look upon his face and delight in him. Be satisfied in his presence today. With that, let me pray for us. Lord God, we thank you that we can come to you. This relationship that David had with you, Lord, is really a great example of the type of relationship that we can have with you. One that doesn't need to, we don't have to jump through hoops to get to you. Instead, we can be bold and approach you with confidence. Of course, not by our own righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Jesus. His death making a way for us to approach you with boldness and confidence. Lord, today I pray that you would help us to do that. If we're facing difficulties or troubles of some kind, help us to come to you with these things, asking, longing for your help, just as a child would with his or her problems or issues. And even if we're not going through anything in particular, Lord, help us to come to you and just delight being in your presence. Delight looking upon you and receiving the loving gaze from you as well. Thank you for this reminder today. Thank you for teaching us more and more what it means to be your child. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.